This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live launching into the third hour. We got plenty of time for you to join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453, that's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Many in the United States will rejoice when they hear the news that there are plans for a new wave of immigrant deportation raids. I, on the other hand, find that disturbing and yet more evidence that we are right in the midst of a police state here in America. We'll tell you more about that coming up. But your calls and thoughts come first. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here on this live Saturday edition of the show. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. First up, Tom is on the line in Pennsylvania. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hey. I am a bartender here in my town, and I was listening to your conversation earlier. You know, from my perspective, I personally would like to have the choice to choose who I serve. I think the patron of the establishment has the right to choose what they order. I think the bar owner has the right to set his own policies, and nowhere in the equation do I think the government should be involved.
Absolutely. The patron also has the right to choose to whether to come into the bar at all or not. You know, maybe they'll go somewhere else if they know that you're not going to serve them.
Right. And the bartender can set a policy. They can mandate, hey, you know, any pregnant women come in, you have to serve them. And then at that point, I can choose whether or not I still feel comfortable working there. But all of that is choice. And I think, you know, when we see the government taking these small steps to take away these choices, that's how these things happen. You know, it's the small steps that become the bigger ones.
Now, what are the rules, let's say in Pennsylvania there, when it comes to not serving someone who's too drunk? Do they have those rules?
Absolutely. Actually, you know, if the bartender can be held liable for any. You know, so let's say I serve somebody, they drive home, they're in an accident. I can be held liable for that. Even if they came in, if they're drinking at a bar down the street, come into my bar, and I serve them one beer, they drive home, get in an accident, I can still be held liable because I was the last person to serve them.
See, I find that outrageous, personally. I think that it's in no way the bartender's responsibility. I get that's what the law is in a lot of places. But I think that there are situations where someone can come in and not show how drunk they are to where may not be able to eyeball and say this guy is going to fall over as soon as he tries to stand up from his stool. They may be holding their liquor real well, or maybe they just pre-gamed a whole lot before they got into the bar, order one more drink, sit down in front of you, and then later go and crash and kill somebody, and you would have had no idea.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why, you know, a lot of times you see bartenders saying, hey, you know, man, I'm real sorry, I can't serve you. It's not, obviously the bartender's not just trying to be a jerk, but, you know, they're looking out for your safety and covering their own butt. So
what are there differences between somebody you know is going to, say, walk home, like they're like, they could be the town lush lives not right next door, right?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, we do have those situations. I mean, we generally we know all those people on a first name basis. So we're a little more comfortable letting them get a little further over the line. I mean, there have been, you know, instances where I've walked somebody home because they're, you know, I'm pretty sure they're going to make it, but I want to make sure. If we know someone by name, we see their face on a weekly basis, we know where they live, you can be a little more flexible there. But it's very strict because, you know, a local police officer, if they see somebody walking home intoxicated, they can charge that person. Now, in that case,
what's the charge there?
Public intoxication, sometimes, you know, depending on the situation, drunken, disorderly, or disturbing the peace. In that situation, the bartender's not liable.
That's good.
But if they get behind the wheel, you know, that's a different story, obviously.
How often does it actually happen? I mean, I understand that you could be held liable, but do you, you know, like within the hospitality industry, do you hear stories that, oh, so such and such over at XYZ Bar was actually arrested or charged with serving someone too much?
You know, truthfully, I've never heard stories like that personally to anybody that I know. I have read about them, but nobody that I know on a personal basis has ever had that happen, luckily.
I've heard of bars being fined for it. I've heard of bars being, there was a bar here in Keene, New Hampshire that was actually shut down for like a 2-week time frame. They had their liquor license partially withdrawn or temporarily withdrawn because someone was served too much, according to, I think it might have even been an undercover sting, but it did result in a shutdown and a fine for the bar, but ultimately the bartender wasn't charged with anything. I don't believe in that circumstance.
Right.
So I guess it probably just depends on who the prosecutor is.
And how bad they want to get you.
Yeah, and how bad they want you. That's true.
Yeah, and these things vary greatly from state to state. In Pennsylvania, you have to go one place to buy your beer, another place entirely to buy your wine and liquor, and then you can only buy six packs at a bar. Whereas, you know, we're, you know, 10 minutes away or 15 minutes away in West Virginia, you can stop at a gas station and get anything you want. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah, right.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I appreciate your call. Appreciate the expertise in the story tonight. Yeah. That's Tom. He's a bartender in McConnellsburg there listening to WEEO. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Tioga, North Dakota, where Monty is on the line listening to KTGO.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Monty. Welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, I would like to talk about something that I don't think very many people in the whole United States even know about the Republic.
Oh, good. We love esoteric obscurity. Go for it.
The Republic for the United States. It was officially started in November of 1066.
1066.
Pardon me.
Okay.
Yeah, and...
did you just stop off in West Virginia?
Just about 6 years ago today, okay? A little less than 6 years ago.
Okay.
We have an organic constitution that goes back to the original Constitution of the United States with the
Is it certified organic?
Organic certified.
Yeah.
That
wow.
goes
That's
back
a darn good constitution. I bet it costs twice as much, too.
Gluten-free.
What is the point you're trying to make? I'm confused as hell. What constitution came around 6 years ago? I apologize for all the interruptions.
Well, that's all right. I'm using your time. Yes, we started approximately 6 years ago. It will be a full 6 years ago in November, okay? And we went back to the original Constitution of the United States.
Who's we?
Pre-Civil War stopped with the original 13th Amendment.
Okay. I'm so confused right now. Who is we? Is this like a group of you and your friends in North Dakota? Or is this at like the federal level? Who went back to the Constitution 6 years ago?
There are several of us in the United States. The federal corporation, known as Washington, D.C., has tried every way in the world to cause us to give up, okay?
What is your group called?
The Republic of the United States of America.
So you have a private group called the Republic of the United States of America.
It is not private, sir. That's where you're making a mistake. You aren't listening.
I'm trying to figure this out. That's why I'm asking questions to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. It's not private. So what is it? It's a public organization?
It is public. We originally had 35 states in Ephraim, Utah, which is south of Salt Lake City. And we met at a place called the Windwalker Ranch, and we moved from the Windwalker Ranch to a warehouse in Ephraim, Utah.
Okay.
And we had, I believe it was 35 states at the meeting that day.
Representatives of 35 states?
Pardon me?
Representatives of 35 states?
Yes, we had people there all the way from Hawaii, okay?
Is this is the website republicoftheunitedstates.org? Maybe we can, you know, get more information from a website. It's getting hard to understand you. Thanks for the call tonight, Monty. He may be well into his Saturday evening celebrations there. North Dakota. Toll free number is 855-453. We'll see if we can figure this Republic of the United States thing out, though. Google says the site may be hacked, so I'm not sure if I want to click on it. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. As long as you can dial the phone, we'll put you on the air. Toll free number is 855-450-3. We don't care if you've been drinking. Although, generally, if you have been inebriated, you know, if you are inebriated, then it may make it a little bit harder for you to express yourself. You may not be able to come across with complicated or complex ideas. So keep that in mind when drinking and calling Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Last caller was talking about this Republic of the United States, which when you go to their website, which Google does not recommend you do, that, you know, Google will sometimes pop up with a warning letting you know that there may be malware or something like that, some sort of naughty thing, some bad program might be lurking and waiting for you on this website. Well, Google has one of those warnings on this website. It does say the site may be hacked. Now, that could mean that the site is generally safe to use, but that the site may have suffered some sort of vulnerability, and there could be somewhere within it some malware that you may be downloading to your computer, whether you intended to or not. So you should be aware. So I'm taking the risk for you and visiting republicofTheUnitedStates.org. And we're going to find out more about... Now, it's confusing because he seemed real specific calling it the Republic of the United States, but the website is republicofTheUnitedStates.org, but then the top of the site says Republic for the United States of America. So I got to say I'm confused right off the bat. What is this? The title of this website? Is it the URL? Is that the title of it? Or is the top title... Is there a difference between for and of? I suspect that there is. But anyway, we can continue that here. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us and bring up what's on your mind. Let's go to Bob. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey there.
All right. Listen, you know, when you describe the United States as the police state, I kind of know that you need a passport to get into Mexico. You need a passport.
No, you don't.
Canada.
False. False and false. Okay. That's wrong.
You don't need you don't need a passport to go to Mexico.
No, sir, you do not.
You need a passport to get back.
No, that's also false.
Well, you don't need it to get back, but you're more likely. We weren't asked for our
papers. You're driving, if you're driving,
I went into Mexico. You did not.
I tried to go into Canada, and so I have some experience there.
Yeah, the Mexican officials did not ask me for a passport. No,
right. But I was correcting you, Mark, that the government of the United States claims you need a passport to travel by car back into the United States. But really, the truth is you don't. You just have to prove your citizenship to them somehow, and there are other ways to do that. It's just they're going to hassle you. They're going to detain you. They're going to delay you if you don't have the passport. In Mexico, in some cases, you can even cross without ever seeing somebody. You can just cross in.
They just want your money.
Yeah. So go ahead. Okay, what was the point you were trying to make with that false information?
Well, there was a soldier that made a wrong turn about 2 years ago and was held in the deplorable jail conditions in the great state of Mexico, that he could hardly describe the conditions that he was forced to be under.
Had he ever been in jail in the United States?
I used to work in the jail, sir.
I'm asking, okay, had the person who'd been in the deplorable conditions ever been to jail in the United States to have a fair basis of comparison between them?
All right, listen.
So can you describe what deplorable means? Can you give me some examples? What does that mean?
No, he couldn't describe.
It was so bad, he couldn't describe it.
It was so bad, he said, I can't believe that that human beings can do what they did to other people in these jails.
I've heard those things about United States jails.
So why did he get thrown in jail? He made a wrong turn, and he got
in Albuquerque.
Why?
And why?
Yeah, why?
I'm not understanding what you just asked.
Why did he get thrown in jail?
What was the charge?
Because stop interrupting, Ian. He crossed the border with his guns in his car.
That's why. Yep. You can't have guns in Mexico.
Yeah, especially if a .45, they consider that a military weapon.
Yeah, legal guns in the United States.
Yeah.
But he went over the border because it was an improperly or poorly marked border from his... Uh-huh. Okay?
It's like that in New York, too. You go into New York with guns or Massachusetts with guns, you're going to jail, and those jails are not pretty either. I know somebody who's been to jail in Massachusetts before. He described an absolutely horrific, deplorable situation with one toilet in the middle of 150 men.
Okay. I'm not trying to make Mexico sound nice like you're trying the United States sound terrible. Okay?
Oh, I'm making all states sound bad, sir. They're all ruled by despots and people who want to control your life. Every state, everywhere.
I think generally I'd rather live in the United States than I would in Mexico. But if I found that I could get more freedom by moving to Mexico and it would make my life better, I would, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, if I ran across the border into Mexico, could I get a job, free welfare, free health care? Could I do that?
I have no idea.
I suspect you could not. And it would make
you have an idea, you just don't want to say what the idea is. Okay. The other
well, we both have two different ideas. I said I have no idea. Mark said he suspects you could not. There's two different people on the show.
Only other thing that I really want to say, and I'm, this went from a conversation of people allowing or bars allowing pregnant women to order alcohol to the bartender's going to be if he lets somebody drink too much and stuff like that. We don't care that women use abortion as a means of
birth control. Yeah, I would agree with you that it seems very strange.
So why should we worry about them having a few drinks? Okay?
I don't worry about what other people do. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, I think that, in this circumstance, the society is going to claim license over a woman's body because they are forced to pay for the output, right? So if a woman is drinking while pregnant, most people understand that society generally is going to bear the cost for that, and that's why they would be wanting to get involved. Plus, they're nosy. You know, people are nosy about the way you raise your kids. I bet you've got opinions about how other people raise their kids. I certainly have opinions about how people raise their kids. That's just how people are.
It's none of my damn business. You know, there's plenty of stories.
You're fixed.
Yep. There's plenty of stories from horrifying stories from United States jails, some state jails, some federal jails.
I don't care about the jails. The guy was really attacking the police state. He's like, you don't like America enough, and you like Mexico too much. That's what his complaint is. If you don't think the United States is a police state, I want you to ask yourself this question. What would it take? What would it take to convince you? What action would have to occur in the United States on a regular basis, on a one-time basis? Exactly. Give me some parameters to qualify a country for a police state.
If you don't believe it currently is
right.
A police state.
Because I'm going to tell you that there are parts of the United States that are most certainly police states. And you may not feel like it. You may not feel like it because it doesn't happen to you on a regular basis.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And as we found out in Manchester this week, they can bring the police state down on you full, whole hog.
Right.
Anytime they want to.
There was a shooting. They shut the whole neighborhood down. Shelter in place.
Checkpoints. Checkpoints.
Right.
Guns. Pointed.
Pointing AR-15s at American citizens. Tell me it's not a police state. Manchester, New Hampshire.
855-450-FREE.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from New Harvest.com is U.S. grown, 100% all natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. Toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE. You can dial in and bring up anything you want. Also, you can join us on Skype, which no one has availed themselves of Skype tonight, but it's there for you. The Skype username is lrn.f. As we continue, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you with a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes. LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for more details.
I did that LoanUS, and it was pretty easy. LoanUS.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. You know what? I don't think we're going to have time to get into the executive summary tonight because it's pretty long and rambling. Of the Republic for the United States of America, or the Republic of the United States, I'm not really sure what they're calling themselves, but our caller earlier brought it up, and maybe we'll bookmark it and talk about it on another night, because your calls come first. We go to the phones, to the fun. We'll start out with Logan, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Logan.
Hey.
Hey there.
Hi. I was wanting to talk about maybe the transgender bathrooms as far as what Obama had sent to the schools as far as, you know, if they don't comply.
Public schools, right?
Yeah,
this is news to me. What's the news story here?
Apparently, the Obama administration wants to tell public schools how to handle the bathroom situations. Texas Department of Education tells them to take a long walk off a short pier.
Oh, great. Is the Texas Department of Education going to also turn down the federal government's money that they give them from the Department of Education every year?
Well, I suppose that they're going to say that that it's being taken from their citizens, so they'd certainly like to get it back. It's not the Department of Education's money. It's the taxpayer of Texas.
Yeah, I understand that, but part of nullification has to be willing to – the idea of nullification means you have to be willing to forego whatever the payments are that the federal government
only if you're willing to stick a gun in an IRS agent's face and tell him to get out of your state. That's what the state
That's what they should do. They ought to tell him to stop collecting anything from their citizens. But they're not going to do that at first. You've got to start. Mark, you're the one who advocates these nullification baby steps or whatever, right, where the government says, no, we don't want your rules. That usually means you can't take the money that comes along with all the rules. Like New Hampshire does that with seatbelts. We don't have a seatbelt law, so we don't get the $1 million a year or whatever the feds would have handed out. Logan?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I kind of just want to get y'all's opinion on it, really. I mean, it just seems kind of dirty, you know? I think it should be left, you know, on a state-to-state basis as far as, you know.
I think it should be a school-to-school basis. I think it should be an individual-to-individual basis. I don't think the state should be involved in education either, but certainly the federal government has no business in it.
I think government schools are funded by coercion at the threat of throwing people out of their homes. Anything that's based on that is going to be messed up. So if you're going to take somebody whose parents are transgendered, or excuse me, a transgender person whose parents are forced to pay for government schools, and then tell them that their kid has to go to a bathroom they don't want to go to, you're going to have a whole bunch of problems. The problem is force. The problem is taxes. The problem is government schools.
No doubt. Logan, thanks for the call, man. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
At a private school, what's the problem? That you say, hey, my kid wants to use the bathroom that you don't think they should use. The private school says either, yes, we'll take your money, or no, we won't.
There you go. Problem solved. Carrie is in Indiana, listening also to WIBC. Hey, Carrie.
Hey there. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I guess in a nutshell, I need to, or would like to know, you know, there's all this talk about the things that need to be changed in this country, and it seems like I don't ever run into anybody, or, you know, it seems like we're all on the same page, but it's just all a bunch of talk. And is there some, what can I do? What can a person do? They just tell me, like my representative says, you know, vote. Well, I do.
It does nothing.
You know, there's just a list of stuff. I could start mentioning it, like the electoral vote, I guess it's called, and nobody likes it, and I've heard it.
Here's my best suggestion. I would suggest that people of a like mindset need to move together, and then you'll see changes happen in a direction that you actually want, rather than just pulling a Chad or pulling a lever on a voting machine once every 4 years and hoping something's going to make a difference through the political system. You're just one voice, and it doesn't make a difference. The politicians don't care about you. But if you get enough people together who have a similar mindset, like the Mormons did in Utah, like the hippies did in Vermont, like the libertarians are now doing in New Hampshire, then you can actually have an impact. We are having an impact here. There was a recent interview that was done with the former president of the Free State Project, which is a migration of liberty-minded people who are coming to New Hampshire and getting active to work towards more freedom. They did an hour-long interview with her the other day on NHPR, and that's because the Free State Project is making a difference. That's because people are talking about the Free State Project and the migration. But the larger idea is libertarians, because you don't have to join the Free State Project to move to New Hampshire and be around voluntarists and libertarians. But, of course, I'm only speaking to people who have that mindset. If you are a conservative or if you're a liberal, then there are probably some other states out there that are better suited for you. So the idea is concentrate together together with people who think like you do, and then you're probably gonna like your neighbors better. You're probably going to get along better with the governments in those areas because you might actually have some political successes. So I would like to extend the invitation. I don't know if this applies to you, Carrie, but to anyone who's a libertarian, to anyone who's a voluntarist, there are thousands of people like you who are planning now to move to New Hampshire. Many of them coming as part of the Free State Project, others joining the Shire Society at shiresociety.com, others just moving and getting active here. So that's my solution, is concentration of activism. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I have to investigate that, obviously, because, like I said, that's what I'm wondering. That's why I just hear all this yap, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's
talk
talking,
is cheap.
It's like that we're all on the same page, but not, you know, it, to me, it's just year after year, decade after decade, and in my line of work, you know, I sit and listen to lies on TV just left and right, and now I'm out of work again because it doesn't matter who comes in this country. And they've taken over what I've done, you know, which is, I guess that's America, but, you know, because they do it for cheaper labor. And it's not the first go around in my life, you know, of that. And it's not right, you know. It's
well, I don't think it's wrong. I just like to clarify something. If you're talking about immigrants, it's not real clear what you're saying there. But I don't think it's wrong for people to come here, make a better life for themselves, and, you know, offer their services for less. That's just good old-fashioned American competition, isn't it?
Sure. I worked right alongside them for decades, and I don't have any problem with them. But
good deal.
There again, you know, I'm out of work.
Well, that's probably the government's fault. You know, it's probably the government's fault
because
laws and regulations drive business out. Regulations prohibit entrepreneurs from starting businesses and creating jobs for new people. It's not the people who are coming and working. Those folks aren't the problem. Yeah. And Carrie, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And, of course, we're not going to have time to get into this story, so I'm going to hold on to it for another night. But the U.S. is planning a wave of immigrant deportation raids, as though creating a police state is going to make things better in the United States. Because that's what I think a lot of people who maybe want to control immigration are ultimately asking for. They want a police state. Now, they may not actually admit to it, but if you want businesses to be held at gunpoint and have, you know, IRS agents or INS agents, or what are they, ICE now, they're ICE, have the ICE agents going through their files, checking all of their workers against some government database while they're holding the office staff at gunpoint, well, that's what's happening. That's a real thing. How about checkpoints everywhere in the United States? That's happening, too, more so in the southern and northern border areas, but they can pop up anywhere. There's no prohibition on them popping up in the middle of the country.
Just to check you for your papers.
Yeah, how about some papers, please? Checkpoints. Will that make you feel more free? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. In these remaining moments, we might have time to get you on the line if you don't make it in tonight. No worries. We've got a live Sunday edition as well. In fact, a live everyday edition. We're here 7 days a week. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time are our live hours. So if you're not listening live, you can still call the show when we're live and bring up whatever topic you want to discuss. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you. If you want to support the show, please get your shopping done with Free Talk Live. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the links to Amazon there. There's some other links to other things, but most people go to Amazon and get their shopping done there because Amazon's great. They got a huge selection, great free Super Saver shipping deals. Of course, the Amazon Prime thing is more popular now than ever before. Doesn't matter what you order. If you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will usually get a pretty decent cut of the sale. So we appreciate it when you do that. It makes a big difference for us. And you get the same great prices, great service that you're used to from Amazon. So again, start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. Let's go to Chad. He's listening in Indianapolis. Chad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey there. Yep.
Hey, Chad. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say that I think the police, they would probably be, if they can just stop and search people for any reason.
They can do that?
Or without reason.
Oh, they can usually make up some BS reason, like, oh, your license plate light was out, and then it turns out it's not out. That happens a lot.
Or you look suspicious.
Sure, that too. They could say, we just had a store robbed in the neighborhood, and you fit the description of the robber.
I mean, if you think about DUI checkpoints,
One of them.
They just stop everybody, and, you know, give them a little lip if you want to spend a little extra time, and if the cop feels like it, they smell something, they see something, whatever it is, then, you know, they're going to be tearing the side panels of your car out. People you know, people roll over in this country simply because they know what the consequences are.
There's your answer, Chad. Was there more you wanted to throw out there about the police state?
Not so much on the police state as much as maybe immigration.
Sure.
Do you guys think it would be a good idea to maybe have state-sponsored programs or something where people, where employers can check whether or not the people they're hiring are actually legal?
They have that. It's called E-Verify. It's called E-Verify.
You actually have to pay. It's not something that the law requires you go through.
Well, I thought you meant, I thought you were asking if it would be a voluntary program. And E-Verify
state-sponsored. I guess
yeah, if it were state-sponsored, I thought that would be a more appropriate thing, because then you could up the penalties for people knowingly hiring people that are illegal. Because I think, honestly, if they couldn't find work, you wouldn't have them coming over here.
I'm not
legal ones, and nobody.
For me, I want people to find work.
Yeah.
Here's what I would like to do. I would like to say, hey, you can come on in and you can work, but you are completely ineligible for any kind of social welfare program. And that's really the end of the story, because really what people's complaints are is that folks are coming over here and living for free. But if you go out of your door, if you go outside your door every morning and you put a bowl of cat food, you can't really complain that cats come and eat the food, right? I mean, so we've got a really messed up system. We don't have an immigration problem in the United States. We have a welfare problem.
Well, some people complain about that, Mark, but other people, as our caller earlier was suggesting, are concerned about jobs. They feel like they're taking our
that's
jobs.
That's pretty easily rebutted, because those people don't complain about young people who are learning their trade. They don't complain about robots who are taking over manufacturing in the United States.
They will.
There's nothing you can do about the fact that cars are now built robotically and the automakers union is depleted.
And now you got Wendy's rolling in the robotic order taking.
Right. So, I mean, the fact that cheap labor comes from south of the border doesn't really address the issue that cheap labor is coming out of public schools and cheap labor is coming from robots.
Yeah, I think people should be able to come make a better life for themselves, and we shouldn't have a federal government forcing wealth redistribution on the rest of us. And, you know, if I want to help somebody, if I want to give them a charitable donation, then that should be my choice and not the choice of some government bureaucrat. Chad, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because if it's the freedom that people are seeking, and I think a lot of them are, yes, there may be some welfare queens, but there's plenty of American welfare queens as well, especially the corporate ones, as you were mentioning earlier in the show tonight, Mark. But I think most people are coming here because they want a better life. They want to have a shot at some semblance of freedom. They're escaping from some totalitarian state. I mean, can you imagine all the people that want to get the hell out of Venezuela and actually not live under socialism anymore?
Imagine what it would do for Detroit if a million immigrants were able to roll in there all at once, and they were completely ineligible for government
programs. All you need is $100 to buy a house in Detroit.
You know, they would be setting up housekeeping in many of these dilapidated houses. They would be improving them.
Yep.
They'd be working. I mean, because every one of these immigrants is going to eat food. At some point, they're going to be driving a car.
Yep.
They're going to be paying rent. They're going to be, you know, wearing clothes.
It could all be a huge boon.
All the things that Americans do, they do too. It would be incredible for these Rust Belt cities to bring these immigrants in. But for some reason, we've got this. All I'm trying to do is address the issues that sort of the rabid isolationist types always bring up.
Look,
I can't address the issue that, hey, yeah, look, they're going to want to work. You want to work, too. Everybody wants to work. A job is a relationship. It is not an entitlement. So if I work for you, Ian, we have a relationship that either one of us can end at any time. You don't have a job. You have a relationship with another person.
Let's continue. We have Ron. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Ron.
How you doing tonight?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Thanks. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go for it.
Okay. You were saying earlier that you can't go in certain states with your license as a carrying license. Yes, you can if you have a national carrying license, federal regulated.
Are you talking about gun permit?
Yes.
I don't think we talked about gun permits tonight.
Yes, we did.
We did?
We talked about Massachusetts and people getting thrown in jail in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A national carry permit? I thought that they had these. Go ahead.
They got but it only stipulates in certain states you have to conceal it. In other states, you can openly carry it. Indiana,
where does one get a national carry?
I've never heard of one.
Yeah, I've never heard of this either. I know there are states with reciprocal carry, but.
You go and apply for it just like you would a regular permit, except
where?
You tell them that you're going to be going from state to state for reasons.
Where do you apply for a national gun permit?
State house, city county building.
No. No, that's not a national permit. They don't issue national permits in New Hampshire, I can tell you that. Maybe there's something in Indianapolis.
No. Yes, they do. I know this fact.
Okay. Well, Ron, thank you for the call tonight. I'm telling you that in New Hampshire, at the very least, there are some states will not recognize New Hampshire's permit because it's super easy to get here compared to some places like, let's say, New York. There are just some states, and I don't know which states don't like which other states. I don't have that list, but the internet does, and a quick Googling would probably reveal that that information. But
I kind of suspect that he might know about something that I haven't heard of, but I don't feel like he articulated it very well.
There are some states that have a well-recognized permit.
Yeah, I've certainly heard of that.
Recognized by like every other state, and then there are some like New Hampshire, and Vermont doesn't even have a permit from what I understand.
Right, you don't even need a license to conceal or carry a permit in a handgun in Vermont.
So some people will come to New Hampshire and get the New Hampshire one just because they have something.
Yeah. And I know a guy who worked for SIG, Sauer, who said he would drive around Massachusetts, meaning he would drive through New York in order to just avoid Massachusetts.
Because Mass is that much worse than New York?
That was his claim.
Wow. I know you can get a felony for a bullet in Massachusetts. I know that much is true.
Right.
So let's go to Jeff. He's in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go for it.
My question is the number one line item on the federal budget, which is funded by our taxes, is the Department of Defense. And I'm looking at now we've got a no-fly zone in Syria. We're sending 250 Army Rangers. We still got a couple authorizations for use of military force on the books. I am a vet. I've been in the military. How are we going to avoid, or is it possible to avoid, this cash shredding machine, which is going to be potential conflict in Syria or anywhere in the Middle East, where we're not going to be able to, I don't see any way we'll be able to effectively do regime change and enforce our government upon folks that don't even have a clue as
it
to
never
how
works.
We live.
I have the answer
work.
Is I have no idea.
Well, the answer is
the Quakers have been trying to stop wars for generations.
I can tell you, you're not going to vote your way out of it because Hillary or Trump are likely not going to change that situation.
Oh, I agree. I don't see an upside here. And you know, I have to say, I don't really have a problem with war per se.
Jeff, I wish we had more time for you. I think you've started an interesting conversation. I'd love to talk more, but we're out of it for tonight. Join us tomorrow, starting at 7 at night Eastern Time. You're welcome to call us back then. We'll see you.
You lose up to $35,000. No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.